What is that little building used for storing wood or tools out back called?
Wood shed or?
You say you don't have one on here probably because the garage area is big enough here. Work area.
Tool shed.
Tool shed, something like that. So what do you call outdoor toilet? Do you have a name for that? Are you old enough to remember those?
Yeah, I have. Outhouse.
Did you have any joking words for it? Any other words for it?
No, usually just an outhouse.
Okay. If you had troubles and were telling me about them, you might say, well, something about, I, would you say, this is a hard one. If I were telling you about my troubles, and you were trying to stop me and start telling me about yours, what would you say? Well,
I really don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, right. Okay, something like that. Okay, now if I heard a noise, I said,
did I hear the noise?
Okay, yesterday you...
I heard the noise.
And you have...
heard the noise.
And you will...
hear it.
Okay. If a friend came to town and another friend's been visiting with him, you might be asked, haven't you seen him yet? You might say,
No, I haven't.
Okay. Let's see. Does your brother like ice cream? Yes, he...
Yes, he does.
Okay. Of something you do every day, do you do it frequently? Yes, I...
Yes, I do.
Okay. The man lets his farm get all run down, doesn't seem to care. You might say to someone who asks, I really don't know, but he just... What?
I don't know what we're asking for.
Like, that. If you're trying to say somebody doesn't really...
Oh, he just doesn't care.
Okay, right, yeah, that's fine. I get that. What you're saying, if you ask you a question, you aren't really positive about what you say.
I'm not sure.
If you've been trying to make up your mind about something, would you say, I've been thinking about it, or I have been thinking around it?
I've been thinking about it.
Okay. If someone thinks you did something, they say, you did it, right? And what would your answer be if I said, did you do it?
No, I didn't.
Okay. If you say you live in a brick, what?
Brick house.
And if you had two of them, you'd say you had two, what?
Brick houses.
Okay. Now, there's a series of questions here coming about the farm. What is the big building behind the house where the hay is stored?
Barn.
Okay. What's the building you store corn in?
Silo.
Okay. What's the building or part of the building where you store grain?
That would be a silo.
Grain shed. Describe the silo for me. What's it like?
Silo is a round structure. Probably 40 feet tall at least, with a cone on the top. Not really a cone, but a rounded cone shape on the top. Mm-hmm. Much like a cylinder, cylindrical shape.
That's just used for storing then the food and the
grain. Yes,
okay. The upper part of the barn is called the what?
Loft.
Okay. Have you ever made hay?
Yes.
What happens? Tell me about what you do when you do that.
When you're baling hay, of course, after it's ready to be cut, the hay gets cut. And then it lays out in the field to dry. After it's dried, you bale it. Mm-hmm. After it's baled, you have to load it on the wagon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called hauling hay. Mm-hmm. And then you take it to the barn, of course, and store it.
Okay. Now, if too much hay is gathered to get in the barn, how is it kept outside?
No, I don't know.
What is the stuff you do when you put it up in the big stack?
Make a hay stack.
Yeah, okay. When you first cut the hay, what do you do with it? Besides the barn, do you ever have a special place where you can milk the cows outside?
Dairy barn, I guess you might say.
Okay.
Or you keep cows or milking shed.
Okay.